It was their choice. You got to make a choice. You got to go right or you're going to have to go left. You're going to have to go straight or you're going to have to put it in reverse. But you got to make a choice. You know, Jesus and those Sadducees and Pharisees, and I'm telling you, man, they were so hard-headed, man. I'm telling you, they just could not stand to see what he was doing. Because, see, his fame was growing. His fame was growing. But Jesus didn't care nothing about the fame. Jesus cared about the people. He cared about the people. You read in the epistles, you know, Jesus, God said, I think one of the sisters said this morning, he said, God wished that no man perish. Nobody. He don't want nobody to perish. But that's your choice because he forces himself on no one. You know, when I used to call myself, man, when I was on fire for God, when I first called myself going out witnessing, man, I was saying too much of the wrong thing. And I was forcing it on them. But God said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. Man, once I got in that word and I began to feed it in my spirit, and then I got filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and then I let the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me in the light of the truth. Then I began to see more and more and more and more. And then revelation and knowledge came. And I was able to share it. And many people were getting saved. Many people were being healed, delivered. But not to my glory, but glory be to God. But see, it goes back to what I told you. I had to make a choice. Another choice I made, God, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to be faking. I'm going to be real with you. Because he is a real God. He is a real God. So, and I'm telling you, I'm not going to be before you long. I'm winding down. Okay, Lord. So listen to me. Jesus came on the scene. Sadducees, Pharisees wanted to take him out. Jesus had 12 disciples. Had one named Judas. Jesus told him in the Last Supper, he said, there's one of you here that will betray me. This man walked with Jesus. He walked with Jesus day in, day out. And then he was even over the money. He was a treasurer. You know, the word said he was even stealing from it, like Jesus didn't know. He knew it. But Jesus had compassion on him. He already knew what was going to go on. He knew what was going to go on. So listen to me. You got to make a choice. Judas made a choice. They call it the son of perdition. Am I saying that right? Perdition. But listen to me. He made a choice. Did he make the right choice? He didn't. Listen to me. God is a faithful God. He is. There's going to come a time. There's going to come a day. Where all this playing, shucking and jiving, said, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow. Man, I'm going to go next week. One day next week ain't going to be here. One day tomorrow ain't going to be here. You got to make a choice. You know, I was looking and going over with the kids. You know, we celebrating Resurrection Sunday. You know, Bishop, he's been to Israel. He's been in that tomb. And I'm telling you, what's in that tomb, Bishop? Nothing. He said there ain't even a bone in that tomb. He was raised up. He said, no man take my life. No man take my life. He said, I lay it down that I may take it up again. And guess what? I told you in the beginning, he didn't do it just for me. He didn't do it just for Red. He didn't do it just for AJ. He didn't do it just for Henry. He done it for anybody that will receive it. I don't care what you done last night. I don't care what you done last week. I don't care what you done 10 years ago. Today, you need to make a choice. You need to make a choice. If you need help, God has got plenty of well-labeled ministers, plenty of well-labeled people that can help you to get yourself on the path and stay on there. We got all this technology, cell phone where you can call people, text people, all this technology. If you need help, we ain't got no, well, I ain't gonna go there. If you need help, there's plenty of well-labeled people. I mean, plenty of them that God has planted in the church, in cities, that can help you. But you got to make a choice. I was going out, you know, and I was witnessing the people, and, you know, praise God, and, you know, and I was pretty much running them down. And God said, no, you need to stop. So I stopped. You know why? Because they didn't want what I had. Let me say it like this. They didn't want the message that I was giving. They wanted what was in my pocket. But like I tell me and my wife would tell you, now, I can keep you out of my pocket. I promise you I can keep you out of my pocket. I got a choice. I know how to make a choice. You know, when you got people and all they want to do is just, man, I'm going through this, man, I'm going through this, man, can you help me out? I'm going to help you out. But the best thing I can do is teach them faith. So I can teach them and grow them up so they can know what to say, when to say, how to say, so they can have the things and not the things have them. But you got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. Jesus, Jesus. You know, so what they done, they bribed Judas. 30 pieces of silver, they bribed him. He took it. So Jesus took Peter and some of the other disciples, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where it was known and where he goes to pray often. And Jesus was praying. And the Bible says he was praying so hard, it was like drops of blood. He was sweating so hard. This man was serious about this. And I'm telling you, he wasn't just serious about then. He was serious about the future, because we were the future. He was thinking about us. And let me tell you something, y'all. What happened was they crucified him. But before they took him there to the cross, you know, they got what they call that thing, a cat of nine tails. You know, I know some of us probably seen The Passion of the Christ, but it really still doesn't. I mean, when you read that and you read it and you read it, they showed us a little something on TV yesterday, and they when they hit him one time, it just opened all his flesh up. Just open it up. The Bible said they slapped him with an open hand. Then they slapped him they hit him with a closed fist. Put a blindfold on him, and then they mocked him and told him, now you prophesy and tell me who hit you. See, they were making fun of him. But the word says, not a murmuring word did he say. Didn't say a word. And he took that for us.